wobbly tables. What's up, Dabitha Christie?
No.
Okay.
That was a good one.
Oh, it's already on.
Oh, because it was dead.
Yeah.
You should wipe that with an alcohol pad.
So, the Hall of Fame game. Did you watch it?
The Hall of Fame? What do you mean?
The first preseason game. Hall of Fame game. Did you watch it?
Oh, football? No. Of course I didn't watch it. I didn't even remember. You didn't watch it with me. You were off yesterday. What do you mean? You know we didn't watch it. No, we didn't watch it.
Well, babe, sometimes in a podcast, I'm going to ask you things that I know. Just for theatrical. I mean, it's an interview, you know what I mean?
But we live together, okay? It'd be different if, and it'd be different if you worked last night. You were off last night. Yeah.
They don't know that. So, I gotta, set this up by saying we have a football podcast in our title.
Yes.
And, I have a great video to show you later.
Okay. I feel like we have to update the listeners a little bit because I feel like the last time we podcasted was a while ago and we said that we were going to continue podcasting outside of football with the other sports that we were going to continue to watch.
Yeah.
But there's been some updates on said sports.
Right.
Yeah. We haven't really been watching baseball because of all the atrocities happening with the Athletics. And I am no longer watching PGA golf anymore.
Fuck golf.
Once they merged with the LIV, that was it for me. I'm not going to continue to give them my television ratings, even though we just pirate all the games.
Still, the ads reach you.
Yeah.
When you do but, that.
And honestly, that's really all I want to talk about that, honestly. I just want to say that I'm not watching golf because I don't... It's... The whole thing is horseshit. Like, horseshit, what happened to the players, like... Just... I'm just... Yeah. Stoop.
Yeah, it's dog shit. It's disgusting. And that's all we're going to give it.
Yeah.
They know what they did.
So, we're going to continue to watch football until something happens there. Because, I mean, all these players are getting, game suspensions and stuff for betting and sports betting and all this stupid shit. It's like, I'm over this. Like, let's just go back to when all of the ugly, like, paid off, like, underground stuff nobody knew about. I don't want to know about it. Just don't ruin my sports for me. Like,
yeah, every time you turn on your phone, it's somebody getting in trouble for something.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Every single Yahoo Sports notification I get is, recently, within the last couple days. It's another player. Oh, another player. Suspended.
And it's even, like, players you don't even know.
Yeah, like earlier, remember? I was like, who's...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. There should be no, like, They should just release them and give somebody else a chance who actually wants to play and not do all that bullshit.
I really feel like zero tolerance could go a long way.
Well, yeah, why should they get, like, special treatment when they have to do other stuff when they're in school or when they're in college, you know? Back all agreed, eh?
Oh, that's a mistake.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. And my husband's gonna tell me, oh, I'm just gonna edit this out, and then he's not.
I'm gonna do my best to make it listenable. But we gotta get ready.
No, babe, it sounded good. It sounded good. I kept it in. That's usually what you say.
It sounded good. I kept it in.
Yeah.
I thought you were trying to explain something to me. I was like, what? Like your hit? This is some Oakland extracts. Some boho.
Butthole.
Boho.
Yeah, butthole. Why do you keep saying butthole?
B-H-O. It's live resin extracted with butane.
Butthole.
So speaking of... In other news... Sorry we left you guys for so long. I feel like... This is too high. Alright, so we're going to go ahead and get into the video right away here. I got a video to show Jessica, a famous NFL clip. We're going to get her raw, uncut reaction. Alright. Here is Jameis Winston. Eat a W speech. Exactly. So,
did you hear any of his teammates? Did you hear all of the teammates go, yeah, 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 let's eat a W?
No. I didn't hear anybody.
No. They were looking like, did he really just do this? They were.
I mean, it's embarrassing watching the video.
She was sucking his fingers like he just ate a chicken wing or something.
Yeah.
Like he had barbecue sauce all over him.
Yeah. Don't do it. You don't repeat it, but...
Oh, yeah? Don't repeat it?
Okay, well, unless you want to be like Jameis...
Who? Full complement of offensive weapons since week one, and you connected with 11 different receivers. Why was everyone? Why was everyone able to be so productive
again? He's on a different team now.
Divisional opponent.
Yeah, he's leaning into it.
Again. He needs to quit doing that. Does he still play football?
Good question. He might.
I don't want him on my fantasy team.
He's not starting anywhere.
Well, he's not going to be starting in my lineup, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's still on the Saints.
That's why Drew Brees retired, huh?
He's going to be backing up Derek Carr, I guess. The only reason to watch football in...
Him and Derek Carr are going to be eating W's out there together. They're going to be...
I can't wait
to see... We're going to be seeing them sucking their fingers out there,
eating Do those you W's. Think that Derek Carr is such a team player that he's going to eat the W?
Yes.
You think so?
After everything that happened in Oakland, and he's trying to, like, not... be the, you know, the black sheep. Yeah,
for sure. He's gonna do it to fit in, huh?
Yeah, for sure.
Man. If any Saints fans out there eat the W, let me know. Comment below. It's gotta be one of the few reasons to watch football this year. It's Derek Carr on the Saints.
Yeah? Is that what you think?
That's what I know.
I hope he does something for your sake.
For my sake?
Yeah, then you're going to be all, like, depressed and everything. Like,
No.
Like, every time you get so excited about Derek Carr and then he disappoints you, it's like somebody killed your dog or something. Like, you're so... heartbroken, like, you're so crushed, like...
Derek Carr has crushed me a couple times, yeah.
Yeah, like, you take it so personally, like, how could he do that to you?
Babe. When we're on our fucking honeymoon, and this dude decides to try to reach the ball over the goal line and fumble it out of bounds... again? Yes. It's my fault. Totally my fault. I'm going back in for the bow.
So yes, for your sake, I hope he does something.
For your sake or for my sake?
Mine.
Okay.
I mean, both of ours. It goes like this. It goes like a wheel.
It does.
Because if you're not okay, you won't let me be okay, so.
That's for sure. I won't let anybody around me be okay if I'm not okay. I'm, like, totally going to pull your parachute into mine.
Yes. And light it on fire. And be like, we need help! Babe, we're going down! But we're like, together! We're together, babe.
I'll be like, this is our last moment. You'll be like, our last get!
I'll be like, hey, first of all, I was on my way to still living. And you yanked me over here with your parachute. Not working.
This is how life went.
Don't start.
This is it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm taking a glimpse right now into the DabX.
We're getting ready for our draft, our fantasy football draft.
This is true.
But, you know, this podcast, sorry if this podcast is just a mess, because we haven't really even, I haven't even been doing any football research.
Yeah. I have some players that I want. I have a strategy in place. I have yet to put, like, names on paper yet, but there are two players that I will go in all in on no matter what.
Yeah, you know who my one and only player is.
One? I thought it was two earlier.
No, I only have one.
Okay, you really do need to get it together. Because team sport.
I talked a lot of shit last season about this player in particular because he just fucking pissed me off the high heavens.
Whoa, really? What?
Yeah, last year, remember? When my fantasy...
team just kind of fell apart, and this player just, he kind of let me down a little bit. But I'm going to go ahead and go with him again in hopes that he's going to get his shit together. Josh Allen. He's the only person
we're
on
there.
He's the only person on my list. Everybody else, I don't know yet.
Yeah. I want Jalen Hurts. I want the future MVP. I want the back-to-back NFC representation. It was in Super Bowl quarterback.
That player that was eating the wins.
Jameis.
Yeah, you said he's not starting. You said he's...
Currently, no.
No.
No. Maybe if, you know, something happens.
Simon.
So, in other news, we have a diabetic cat.
Yeah, we have a diabetic cat. It costs us a lot of money that we don't have recently. We thought he was dying at first, which, honestly, that would have been the better option for us. I know that sounds awful, but, I mean, what could he still have in the quality of life right now? He hates being stuck twice a day. This poor cat lives for food, and he's on a restricted diet. He's only allowed to eat twice a day for 1 hour a day, or 1 hour each, so 2 hours a day he can eat. Like, and then he's meowing at me all day long because he wants me to give him a treat that he can't have. Like, it's a damn cat. Who doesn't understand?
Yeah, and he'll still sleep all the time.
Yes.
In the corner of the room.
Yes, he hasn't... He's gotten better than he was. He doesn't look like he's on his deathbed anymore. But he's not his old self, either. He doesn't even hang out with the family anymore. He just stays to himself in the corner of the kitchen.
Yeah. I mean, you're diabetic. You don't do all that.
No.
So, yeah, lots of animals, lots of responsibilities, lots of cleaning, lots of food, lots of work, lots of procrastinations, and a lot of sports we're not paying attention to for the first time in 10 years.
In a long time, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we were going to games when the A's were winning 70 games.
Yeah.
And it was fun. It was fine.
We were watching it all the time on TV.
Watching every golf tournament, even the Travelers, the 3M, the every little weekend. Sometimes they'll cross over into the Corn Ferry and we watch some old people or... We'd watch a lot of baseball. We'd watch a lot of... I would watch hockey on and off, which I'm no longer a Sharks fan.
I was the only one the Sharks are doing good. Now he only watches hockey if the fucking... What are they called?
They're called the Golden Knights.
The Golden Knights are doing good.
Or they're probably going to be just called the Knights. I feel like all those teams that come out like the Devil Rays, they just become the Rays or... There's other examples of teams that just, you know, drop all that cute stuff. The Angels have done it like 3 times. They changed their name.
Yeah. It's really hard because we don't really... You work a lot. That's why we just really stopped watching like sports because you work weekends and... That's when a lot of those, like, golf tournaments were and... Or are.
No, it's were. There ain't no more golf. There's no more golf. There's...
And even on Sunday, you work every Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotta do something about that.
You talk to James.
Or work at Chick-fil-A or something. Guaranteed off every Sunday.
You can.
Oh, shit.
Michael. Oh, he's going to leave that in the podcast. He's going to be like, oh, it was funny. Nobody thinks that's funny. This isn't the man show.
I'm not laughing. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Surprised you didn't try to blame that on one of the animals.
Thought about it. We got we still got a few weeks. We have like almost a month until football season starts.
Yeah.
And
when we do some more football, we'll be back.
Yeah. I'm sure there will be more people getting busted for gambling and domestic violence that we won't cover.
Yes.
There's a lot of college football news that we're not going to cover.
Our son turned one.
Our son did turn one.
Our son turned one recently, and he's that was walking. Awesome. He's running. He's running around everywhere now for the last 2 months already.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've just been here still having a great time. Busy and tired.
Yeah.
Taking care of the son.
Yeah, I think I would be tired forever now.
Yep.
Just forever.
Yep.
And he loves us so much.
Yeah, he does.
He shows you that he loves you.
Yeah, he does.
He's I'm sweet. Sorry I don't show you I love you as much as he does.
Yeah. Work on it.
He's gonna make us a lot better.
Yeah.
At everything. This will be the last, like, year that I work weekends or Sundays, like all the time.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna watch football with him if he wants to watch it. If he likes it as much as me, make it a priority. We're not here forever.
No.
Work should never be number one. Work should be like number three. You know, if it falls to four or five, you're fucking up, you know? Move that bitch back up in priority, but never number one.
Yeah, hey. Tell your family you love them. Spend time with them.
Yeah. Good night, everyone.
Good night.